Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you.
We've come to hear your word.
As we listen to your word, the eyes of our understanding is enlightened in the name of Jesus Christ. And we walk in the light of your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we began off from the book of 1 Corinthians, right? And we're able to see some things last week as regards the believer's act of love. And we saw that Christ is our Passover, right? And talking about Passover, we said, we looked at when it began, right? When it began, what happens under the Passover, how they will slaughter the ram or a sheep, right? They slaughter the sheep and that sheep becomes their Passover. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus, we looked at the fact that was a pointer to Christ, right? And what he would do. Hallelujah. Now, it's like Paul in 1 Corinthians will now say, Christ is our Passover. Because he referred, I showed you how, even while Jesus was on the earth, I said he observed the Passover with his disciples. Hallelujah. He observed the Passover with his disciples. You heard him say, talking about the killing of the Passover. When you talk about the Passover, when you say kill the Passover, it's talking about the ram. Hallelujah. And the Passover was a sign of their deliverance from Egypt, right? And Jesus said it was a pointer to the bigger event, which is his death. Hallelujah. 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 And our deliverance from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son, Colossians 1:13. Hallelujah. We also looked at the fact that the contentions between that arose between or that arose in the church. In talking about that, talking about who plants, who waters, but it is the Lord that given the increase that is important. Paul went ahead to say, he has laid the foundation, temelios, which means something that is fixed and permanent, right? Right? Fixed, it is permanent. Hallelujah. So temelios is fixed and permanent. So what we do is that we build on what has been laid. Hallelujah. The foundational apostles, what Kenneth Hagin will call foundational apostles. And the ones that lay the foundation. No foundation can be laid than that which has already been laid, which is who? Christ. Hallelujah. 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 I was reading a post from the young minister and he said something. He said, he said Paul is the only foundational apostle. I just smiled. I responded to him and I said, that's naturally not true. Hallelujah. But it's not something that we'll look at. It's not a doctrine or whatever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, can we go ahead? Now, they also have another contention that Paul actually looked at. Paul actually saw. Now, the contention about eating food sacrifice to idol. Today we still have believers who have one or two things to say about these that are contrary to what the scripture has taught us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at chapter 8, verse 1. It said, now concerning as touching things offered to idols. Now look at what he uses. Hallelujah. Are we together? Okay, glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. He said, now concerning food sacrifice, now concerning concerning as touching things offered to idols. He said, we are aware that we all have knowledge. Now, look at what he said. He said, we are aware that we all have knowledge. He said, knowledge puffs up. We got to be careful with what Paul, you have to look at what Paul is saying critically. When he said knowledge puffs up, we've looked at what it means to puff up. It is the word phusio, which means what? To make one proud, to blow up, hallelujah, make one feel proud, hallelujah. And Paul uses it for the church at Corinth 7 times, and once for the church at Colossae, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now he said, knowledge puffs up. What is he talking about? Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Now the word he used for knowledge here is the word gnosis. You know, at the beginning of the message, at the beginning of this series, I explained what gnosis is, right? I said what gnosis is. Gnosis. This is the word gnosis. Gnosis can be categorized as a scientific knowledge. I always say that. Hallelujah. Well, I went further to say something about gnosis at the beginning of the teaching, and I said gnosis is can be seen as an is the word correct, incomplete, yeah, knowledge that is incomplete, knowledge that is acquired maybe by learning or by observing, hallelujah. But you know, it's scientific in the sense that number one, it's not deep, hallelujah. It's not deep, it's just getting to know things on the surface level. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For example, we were thought 1 + 1 = 2. You just know it. 1 + 1 = 2. Hallelujah. I knew 1 + 1 = 2 from childhood. I don't know anything about that. But do you know 1 + 1 = 2 is incomplete? Do you know it's incomplete? Hallelujah. It's just on the surface. One day, I was in, not this day that they started teaching that in primary school. I was a guest too, and I didn't attend the first class because, whether I was not around, I was not feeling fine, I didn't come to school, something, but I know I was not around in the first class. So I now entered the classroom, and I saw the math teacher do 1 + 1 = 10. I was like, how? Do you understand? I wanted to shout, how? But I had to calm down before I embarrass myself and my school fees. Hallelujah. And I saw that there's what they call base 2. Right? Hallelujah. Our mathematician is here, so he will concur. So Nan discovered that there's what they call base 2. And I discovered that 1 + 1 = 2 is actually base 10. Right? Did you understand? But prior to that time, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. Do you understand that? Well, I just see that my example might not be 100% accurate, but it just tell us, it does give us a clue on what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I mean? Okay, you find that word gnosis used 16 times to the church at Corinth. It shows Paul uses the moves at the church in Corinth. The one he told them in chapter 1 that they are knowledgeable. Hallelujah. Chapter 1, verse 5. Let's look at chapter 1, verse 5. Or 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. He says to them that you are enriched in everything by him in all utterance and in all knowledge. Do you understand me? Now they were very knowledgeable, they are very intelligent people. Chapter 8, verse 1, where we are, he used the same word. He used it in verse 7, verse 10, verse 11, chapter 12, verse 8. I'm calling it fast because I've given us before. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2. Look at what it says in chapter 13. Oh, before we get there, we'll also get there very soon. Chapter 13, verse 2, 13, verse 8, chapter 14, verse 6. Use this 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, chapter 4, verse 6, chapter 6, verse 6, chapter 8, verse 7, chapter 10, verse 5, chapter 11, verse 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Gnosis, chapter Romans 2:20, Romans 11:33.
Hallelujah.
So, if we look at it critically, it tells you, you know, in that chapter 1, verse 5, he said they are enriched in all utterance. We also have the same word in Ephesians 3:19, Philippians 3:8, Colossians 2:3, 1 Timothy 6:20, 1 Peter 3:7, 2 Peter 1:5, 1:6, and chapter 3, verse 18. When he says all knowledge, it is in reference to the testimony of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So their spiritual awareness. Hallelujah. 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 So he says, I also said to us at the introductory part of this message, I said, gnosis doesn't refer to in-depth knowledge. It also means awareness, knowledge by discovery. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also, from chapter 8, verse 1, where we are, we discover right now that gnosis pops up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul used the word in chapter 13. He said, he said, though I have all knowledge. Now, what do you mean by all knowledge? We're going to look at it critically too in the course of this study. Talk about all knowledge. It's referring to the word you use in for knowledge there. It's not ginosko, neither is it epignosis. Hallelujah. So if it is epignosis that pops up there, Paul wouldn't be praying for the church. Do you understand me? For in-depth, accurate knowledge. Do you understand me? You wouldn't be praying for the church for epignosis, that it grow. Hallelujah. Now, he wouldn't be praying that way, but when he talks about all knowledge, he was referring to gnosis. Gnosis, hallelujah. Scientific knowledge, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we get it in line. Glory to God. Now he said, knowledge pops up, both love and defies. He's only tilting their attention somewhere. He's tilting their attention somewhere. Love edifies. He says, do I have all knowledge and I have not love? It is incomplete. Hallelujah. Chapter 13, verse 2. Look at chapter 13, verse 2 of that same 1 Corinthians. He said, I said, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith and I could move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. Hallelujah. Did you see that? It doesn't amount to anything. So it tells you love is important. Hallelujah. Now, look at what he tells the church. He said, concerning food sacrificed to idol. He said, I am aware. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that we have all knowledge. Meaning, what it means, all knowledge. I mean, we all have knowledge. Sorry, we all have knowledge concerning food sacrifice to idol. Meaning, they have a certain kind of knowledge about it. We're going to see what the knowledge they have about it is. Hallelujah. And the knowledge they have about it is not wrong. You understand me? But something is not added to the kind of knowledge that they have. Hallelujah. And what was not added? Love. So the first thing Paul does was to tilt their attention that way. Love. Glory to God. Did you get that? Now, what was lacking? What did they know about? What knowledge do they have about food sacrifice to idols? Now, look at verse 4. It said, therefore, concerning the eating of things offered to idols, we are aware that an idol is nothing in the world, and there is no other God but one. Do you see that? It tells them immediately, an idol is nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A pastor will say something. He said, the demon does not live in the shrine. The demon lives in the person. Hallelujah. Do you get that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you get that? So I said, they sprinkle blood. And they said, they've done incantation for that. Calm down. Hallelujah. Something like that happened while we were in school. Don't cross. Rugged. Glory to God. Do you understand that? Glory to God. So the shrine is the person. Didn't the Bible tell you in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, it says, what fellowship has light with darkness? Don't be unequally yoked actually with unbelievers. It says, what fellowship has light with darkness? What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? Hallelujah. Did you see that? Then he went ahead to say, has Christ with Belial? Did you see how he's going? He tells you who we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And who the man who is not in Christ is. Jesus Christ actually told them, he said, they are of their father. That was so direct and so true. He said, they are of their father, the devil. So direct. Hallelujah. In John, in John's gospel, he said, you are of your father, the devil. Hallelujah. So he relives in them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, this is their knowledge. This is the knowledge that they have, but it is surface. Glory to God. Did you get that? It's surface. And I'm going to look at it. Why it is surface. He said, an idol is nothing in this world. It's nothing in this world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, look at verse 2. He said, if anyone thinks that he knows, that is, he's aware. I mean, if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing. Can you just look at what he uses? The word, if anyone thinks he knows anything, the one knows that the one idol to be aware of. You understand me? He doesn't say that one knows nothing. Now, he did not use the word that one idol or is aware of nothing. No, he uses the word ginoscu. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ginoscu is another kind of knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, we're going to look at some scriptures together. And as a Bible student, we're going to get out some things together. Hallelujah. Ginoscu. Let's look at, Paul used that same word in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. Chapter 1, look at verse 21. I said it that day, but let's look at it again. He says, for since in the wisdom of God, the world, true wisdom, did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. Listen to this. He said, for since the wisdom of God, the world, true wisdom, did not skill God. Did you see that? Look at chapter 2, verse 8. Together we would conclude, make a conclusion. We're looking at how he used this same word for them. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, verse 8. Let's start from verse 7. He said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages for our glory. Verse 8. Which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known. Ginoscu. Did you see that? G-N-O-S-K-O. Ginoscu. G-N-O-S-K-I-O. Sorry. Now, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Take note of that. Remember, you have gnosis, and this is not awareness. This is not idol. This is ginoscu, right? Hallelujah. Are you with me? Look at verse 14, verse 13 to 14. Look at verse 30. It said, these things we also speak, not in the word in which one's wisdom teaches, but the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him, nor can he know them. Did you see that? The natural man cannot know the things of the Spirit. Cannot receive the things of the Spirit. It says, because they are spiritually discerned. Do you see that? Just watch how the word is used. Are you paying careful attention to them? First of all, he said, if they had known, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. Right? Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, he also said, the word, true wisdom, does not know God. Did not know him, brother. Hallelujah. Now, let's go ahead. Let's look at how he uses it. All true. Well, in verse 14, right? Look at verse 15. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet himself he is rightly judged by no one. verse 16. For who had known the mind of God that he may instruct him? Who had known? The word known there is the same word ginosko. Look at how it is being used, right? Okay, let's go ahead. Look at, okay, we are in chapter 8, verse 2 already. Look at chapter 13, let's go to chapter 13. Hallelujah. This chapter 13 now. The second. So chapter 14 verse 7, then we'll go to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 14 verse 7 from verse 6. Let's start from verse 6 into verse 7. Say, now brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you unless I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching? Even things without life, whether flute or harp, when they make sound, unless they make a distinction in the sound, how will it be known? Did you see that? Known what is piped or played. Did you understand that? What is known? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Romans chapter 1. I want to jump. Okay, look at 2 Corinthians. Let's just go to 2 Corinthians because it's the same one. Let's look at how we use it to the Corinth. 2 Corinthians, I hope you are getting this, the scriptures down. Chapter 2, verse 4. Now it says, for out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have so abundantly for you. Hallelujah. Okay, look at chapter 3, verse 2. It says, for you are our epistle written in our heart, known and read by all men. Remember, look at what the word uses, the word known again. Known and read by all men. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. Look at verse 16. From verse 15. Let me from verse 15. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer to themselves, for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Verse 16. Therefore, from now on we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. The word there is know him thus no longer. Hallelujah. We do not score him thus no longer. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Hallelujah. Look at verse 21. He says, for he had made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Who knew no sin. Hallelujah. Chapter 8, verse 9. That's where I'm going to pipe it low. Chapter 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, but for your sake he became poor. Hallelujah. If you read in context, it's referring to the grace there is not the grace for salvation. Hallelujah. We'll look at it in the course of this our teaching. I know we'll tilt to this point a bit when we talk about giving a bit. Hallelujah. He said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, now the grace was referring here to here is the grace to give. Hallelujah. The grace to give. Hallelujah. The grace for liberality. Hallelujah. Now he said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty may become rich. Hallelujah. Okay, let me give you other scriptures. Chapter 13, verse 6. Okay, let's look at 2 Peter. Let's look at Peter's witness to this. Second Peter. Quickly, let's rush to Second Peter. After James, Second Peter, chapter 1. Let's look at verse 19 into 20. It says, "And we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in the dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart, knowing this first." Knowing this first. Knowing is a word, ginosko. Hallelujah. Ginosko, this first. That no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 3, verse 3. Peter used the same word. He said, "Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last day, walking according to their own lust." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, this is a Bible class. A Bible class. A teaching class. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, what is the summation? What is the conclusion? What is the gnosis? From what we looked at. Pastor Philip, what is the gnosis?
Knowing that God is
in-depth knowledge. Okay. But I would not agree perfectly 100%. Let me hear from I would not agree 100%. Do you understand me? 100% is deeper or is okay. Isn't that beyond gnosis? Okay. Okay, hallelujah.
Would you could be facing the directly? What is it? From what you've read. Okay, you see, it's knowledge by revelation.
Okay? One more person. His brothers have been calling since today. Sister Ruth.
Huh? So what happens to ID? Come on, this is
you. We were opening these things together. Okay. Sister Ope. Okay, that is very close. Hallelujah. Let me hear you. Understanding. Okay. That's also very, very. You know, we can only tell you, even a dictionary does not tell you what something means. It tells you what it implies. You understand me? No, they are not the same word. And they go ahead to give you an example. Now, ginosko, we have several scriptures, is used more than, is about 218 times is used. Hallelujah. I said it implies to perceive things beyond science. Do you understand me? Which oftentimes deals with divine revelation.
Hallelujah. Very important. Divine revelations
beyond science. It's beyond science, way beyond science. You know, he said he uses it in relation to the person of Christ, in relation to salvation. I mean, first of all, in the person of Christ, they have known, so, but they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory when Peter made mention of the Father, "Thou art Christ." The Son of the Living God. He said, "Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father." Did you see that? Do you understand me? "But by my Father." You see, it's Peter knew him beyond experience, beyond gnosis. Do you understand me? And that was why he had to commend Peter for that. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You know, he also used the word he uses it also when talking about knowing things that belongs or that are ours in Christ. Now he says, use the word known. Now you can put it as a perception to perceive, to come to.
Okay. Knowledge by divine revelation. Let's leave it at that for now. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Knowledge by divine revelation.
Knowledge by divine revelation.
Perception. So therefore, he says, we have known him after the flesh, but therefore know we him no more after the flesh.
Do you understand the revelation?
Hallelujah. 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 Beyond signs. Knowledge beyond signs. Now, let's go back to our study. Let's go back to our study. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Whoa. Please, I want to buy time. I want to go a bit further today. Hallelujah. Now, he says, if anyone think he knows anything, he knows it, genoskios nothing. As he ought, he knows nothing as he ought to know. Hallelujah. But if anyone loves God, you get that? If anyone loves God, this one is known by him. Did you see? He uses God. Knowing a man is genoscued by him. Do you understand? So it's divine. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It's divine. Verse 4. He said, therefore, concerning the eating of things offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and there's no other God but one. An idol is nothing, and this is the gnosis. Is he wrong? No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll find that in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Deuteronomy 6, 4. Here's what Moses said to them. Chapter 6, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Quickly. Moses said this. Verse 6, verse 4. He said, Yeah, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Did you see that? Did you see that? Jeremy says so. The Lord your God is one. For even now, I'm back to 1 Corinthians 8. The Lord your God is one. So it's just one God.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah. There's no other God beside him. None. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, if you look at it this way, you'd be like, what now happens to pollution, go and all these things? Actually, the word used here is the word used in the Hebrew called Adonai. There's no other, you know, if you read from Deuteronomy, it says the Lord your God is one. He said in Hebrew, he reads it Yahuwah Adonai. Yahuwah, your Adonai, is one. Do you understand? It's one. Meaning, there's no other Yahuwah in the world. That's what it means. There's no other God apart from him. Hallelujah. Do you understand? There's no other God apart from him. Glory to God. So, this is the gnosis. Glory, hallelujah. Okay. Now, he said, for even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on the earth, as there are many gods and lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father of whom all things, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things and through whom we live. Hallelujah. See, however, there is none. Look at what he said. Now, what he said here, yeah, through whom we live, you get that in Malachi 2, verse 50, similar, hallelujah. Malachi 2, 10, sorry, I say 50, glory to God. Now, however, there is not in everyone that knowledge. Now, that knowledge, it's not gnosis now, it's not genos, it's talking about gnosis. There's not in everyone this kind of knowledge. You know, good. But he said it is not in everyone. Meaning everyone does not know. Now look at how he deals with food sacrifice to idol. He said for some with conscience of idol until now eat it as a thing offered to an idol. And their conscience being weak. Did you see how Paul uses it?
Their conscience being
weak is defiled. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me? Glory to God. So we have some things here. My one verse. And their consciousness. So I said their conscience. It says, okay. It says, for some, with the consciousness of an idol. The word for consciousness is the word sunedesis. Hallelujah, sunedesis. It means a perception that is moral. I mean, that is morally the ability to distinguish between what is right and what is wrong. That's what it implies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there is a perception. The morality. Glory to God. Now he said, you'll find the same word used in John chapter 8, verse 9, Acts 23. Okay, I'll give you this later. Hallelujah. We'll look at the letter, it's much. Glory to God. Now he said, their conscience, I mean, with the consciousness of idols, with idols. The word for idol is the word edolon, an image. Hallelujah. Until now, eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To defile is the word to become polluted. To become polluted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, it's polluted. Now, but food does not commend us to God. Now, Paul is giving something, giving an answer. He says, food doesn't commend us to God. For neither if we eat, are we better? Or if we do not eat, are we the worst? Now, he said, but beware, lest somehow this liberality of yours become a stumbling block for those who are weak. Paul tells you, first of all, we are aware. We are aware that an idol is nothing in this world. It's nothing. There's no power in this world that is not in Christ. An idol, when I mean the powers, mean there's no power in any idol. I'm trying to tell you. Hallelujah. So don't, most times we esteem these things beyond normal good. Or normal stone or normal clay. Hallelujah. I'll give an example. Something happened years back. I was during this, we ran home for this also Abiola. They call it run of Abiola. When Abiola lost election. And there were killings in Lagos, serious killings. Abiola guys, because Babangida refused to hand over power. So we went to the village. I guess from July, it was in July. I was still small, so permit me.
But I know we didn't go to school again.
You know, those little children, we just love not to go to school. Hallelujah.
Some of you have never thought of fire should just burn your school. Break. Hallelujah.
Everybody has that thought, one way or the other. Fire should just catch inside school. Let's host it, just burn. Hallelujah. Well, so they took us home. Now, in those days, it's no longer there now, hallelujah, they had a shrine in my village, shrine, hallelujah, big shrine, where they serve their funny god. They call the name, if I call the rest of you, laugh, because of you know it, hallelujah. The name is Ikinga, they serve a god called Ikinga. Now listen, okay?
Not to get
through. Hallelujah. So now, people, listen, they treat those things sacredly. But as a young guy, listen, when I got home, while we were very small as that, I would, in the night, my village then, there was no light. Just now that light has come to village. Hallelujah. It's no longer called village, now mega city.
You understand?
Now, village, one way we know village those days is there's no light in the village, right? That is the sweetness of village life. So I'll gather children of my age. We'll sit down, carry torchlight, my father's torchlight, off the light, and use it as megaphone. The preaching. Start from a child.
Hallelujah. So one day
we were playing and I played into that place. When I played into that place, I now carried the and I carried it. And I played with it. You know, all these they didn't buy us doll babies. So I saw one and I used it. Hallelujah. So beyond that, I went inside their secret chamber. You know what they call secret chamber? Hallelujah. And I took these whatever thing that the chief priests will use to walk and shake. I took it. Their staff. I took it and I scattered the whole place. Plain. This was how they came to catch me. And they took me to my mother. My father was in Lagos, soldier. So no leave, no pass. They took me to my mother. And they said, "This is your son. Stop up." No. My mother said, "Brother, that's you know they talk. Did you get that picture? You know they talk. Now snowman." Do you understand? And the guy now threatened me and said he's going to carry shinaf and pour it until we come out as brother. You understand? From childhood, those things are nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. Now, look at what he says. If anyone sees you who have knowledge, if anyone sees you who have knowledge, gnosis, eating in an idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat those things offered to idols? And because of your knowledge, shall the weak brother perish from whom Christ died? Look at what Paul is trying to point out. This shows you that even your attitude, your actions as a believer, don't say, is it not my salvation? Is it not me and God? No. Remember I told you, your Christian work is not... your Christian, some people say Christianity is personal between me and God. No. Do you understand me? Glory to God. Now, did you see what Paul is saying? Look at chapter 10. Paul talks about, you see, I was sharing with my family that there are some things. There are two things that Paul asks the church, importantly, to flee from. He said one he called sexual immorality, which you've seen. The second one it asks us to flee from is what? Idolatry. You know, Sam, in dealing with, now Paul dealt with both food sacrifice to idols and the worship of idols. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't idolize God. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's very important. Look at what Paul said. Chapter 10, look at verses, I want to read something to you. Verses 28. It says, "But if anyone says to you, this was offered to an idol, do not eat it for the sake of the one who told you, that for conscience sake." Do you understand me? For what? Conscience sake. Whose conscience sake? Not your conscience sake. The conscience of the other brother. Do you understand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, "For the earth is the Lord and its fullness. Conscience, I say not your own conscience, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged by another man's conscience?" So, you're not eating it does not mean you're going to. Do you understand me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did he say? He said, "I do not say of your own conscience, but of the other." Why? Because they have knowledge concerning it. Do you understand me? But of the other. Look at what he said. "So what is my liberty? For why is my liberty judged by another man's conscience?" Did you see that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see that? He said, "But if I partake with thanks, why am I evil spoken of? Why am I evil spoken of for the good, for me, for the food over which I give thanks. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or water or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense either to the Jews or to Greek or to the church of God. Just as I, look at what Paul said, just as I also please all men in all things. What is in all things? In all these things that he's writing about. Hallelujah. For their conscience sake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In all these things. Not seeking my own profit, but the profit, of many that are, that may be saved. Imitate me, even as I imitate. Can many follow this footstep? Generous are the follower than follow this footstep. Very important. Paul is saying it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
An idol is nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
An idol is nothing.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You understand that? It's nothing. Now, Paul gives two clear, listen, Paul gives two clear calls on this. Now, here's what he said. Concerning full sacrifice to idol and concerning the worshipping of idols. Listen, he distinguished the two. Hallelujah. First of all, in dealing with full sacrifice to idol, he says, in dealing with it, he tells them that, hey, you know, an idol is nothing. So he brings their consciousness to it. Do you understand him? He brings their mind to it. An idol is nothing. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You have to be aware. It is nothing. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So first of all, he brings their consciousness. And also, he now tells them, hey, we are at liberty too. But for the sake of a brother, remember your Christian work is not for you. So he brings in love to it. Do you understand me? It brings in love to it. You care for the other brother who is not aware. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you pollute not his conscience in eating full sacrifice to idols. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, this, you know, when you understand things like this, you cannot critically explain what Paul is saying, what John wrote in Revelation chapter 2. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he said he's going to deal with those who make his children eat food sacrificed to idols. It's because they wound the conscience. Do you understand me? They pollute. Remember, he used the word. He used the word defile, to pollute. Do you understand me? To pollute their conscience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you understand that? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So Paul gives a clear indication concerning that. So we are aware concerning this. But for the sake of the brethren, for the sake of the brother who is not aware, who does not have this knowledge, he said, not all have this kind of knowledge. Because that brother, I'm going to refrain. Hallelujah. Why? Love. Glory to God. Look at chapter 8 again. Verse 13. It said, therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. Did you see that? Did you see that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I guess there was a contention over meat, sacrifice to idol. So, you know, the kind of environment where the church was operating, that people from different walks, remember I told us that, hallelujah, hallelujah. So maybe they had similar issue. This one brought food, and I said, I will eat. And so brothers are saying, no, what will I eat? Did you see that? So maybe there was a contention. Glory to God. And Paul addressed and said, if I eat, what will make my brother stumble? Who am I? Hallelujah. He said, I will not eat it, lest my brother will stumble. Did you see that? For conscience sake, not of your own, because right now, those of you who are here are knowledgeable concerning it, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, with your knowledge, you now add love for the brethren. You don't see that? Glory to God. Walk in love. Walk in love. Don't do things that will hurt another brother. Don't do things that will make another brother sad. But some people will like it. Hallelujah. We are not walking in love. If your actions hurt another brother, if your action hurt another sister, you're not walking in love.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Did you understand that? Mm-hmm. So, being born again,
Salvation no longer becomes, it is my own grace, it is my own life. No. When you're born again, you're not born into your own house. Hallelujah. You're born into a family. Glory to God. You're born into a family. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, he said, we are called into Mount Zion. He said, the city of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have been born into God's family. We are in the same family where the master of us all is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand me? So you're not born into your own separate house. You are born into God's family. Hallelujah. So we take cognizance of the brethren in our decision. Take cognizance of the ministry in our decisions. Hallelujah. The work of God in our decisions. So therefore, the things of God, God, the church, the work of God becomes the central point for our decision making in life. The brethren becomes the center point of our decision making, of the kind of decision we want to take, the kind of place we want to go. The brethren, the church, when I mean the brethren, becomes the center point of the kind of decisions you take in life. To the point of the kind of job, the kind of school you have to go to. Hallelujah. Very important.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So most times, yeah, as a believer, as a young minister, as a young minister, let me use the word, you don't just jump at every, you don't jump at every opportunity. You have to win them. Do you understand me? So your decision should be, your first determinant of any decision, of anything you want to do should be the church, the work of ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand that? No, sir. It's not my personal life. It's not my own personal race. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You remember what John said, what we read last week. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, in dealing with, listen, now in dealing with serving or idolizing God, now Paul deals with it critically. He said, flee idolatry. Did you get that? Flee. You see, flee means, I love the way, I guess it was Pastor Kudi or Pastor Wisdom that defined it. Flee means flee. Just vanish. Hallelujah. Flee. Idolatry. Did you get that? Flee idolatry. Flee. Hallelujah. What is idolatry? Trying to idolize God. Trying to, you know, rebox God, repackage God. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Flee idolatry. Look at what he said. He gives a warning. Chapter 10, verse 1. He said, moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware of our fathers who were under the cloud or passed through the Red Sea, through the sea, rather, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. Hallelujah. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Hallelujah. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. You get that from Exodus chapter 13, verse 21. Do you understand me? Now, these things became our tupos, meaning our example. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the intent, to the intent, which is a, let's leave that, to the intent that we should not lost over, we should not lost after the things that they also lusted. Hallelujah. And do not become idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. I love reading this. You will get that from Exodus chapter 32, verse 6. Then it tells you what was happening. Let's go to Exodus 32, verse 6. Let's see what was happening. Just talking about how Aaron began to make a golden calf for them. Exodus chapter 32, verse 6. Let's quickly rush it. Hallelujah. Chapter 32, look at verse 6. Verse 6, he said. Amen. Let's start from verse 5. And
But I want to start from verse 4. Let me go to verse 4. Verse 4, chapter 2, verse 4. And he received the golden, the gold from their hands, and fashioned it with an engraving tool, and made a molded calf. Then they said, "This is your God." Did you see? He told them, look at what Aaron did. He told them, "This is your God." The guy had audacity. He had audacity. Hallelujah. This is the same Aaron that has gone up the mountain to hear from God, him and Miriam and Moses. And he had the effrontery to make a golden calf. Because he had seen golden, they saw those kind of things in Egypt. Take note, they saw those kind of things in Egypt, where they were in Egypt. Now, Aaron, saying that, he now made for them because Moses has delayed. How dare he? Hallelujah. Amen. Look at what happened. Let's read on. He said, and he said, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt." Did you see? So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. Hey! And Aaron made a proclamation, and he said, "Tomorrow is the feast of the Lord." Hey, the Lord's feast. He said, "Tomorrow is the Lord's feast. Let's come and feast with the golden calf." That guy has audacity. Hallelujah. And I read it, I just say, who is this guy? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And I said, "Tomorrow is the Lord's feast." Then they rose up early on the next day, offered burnt offering and brought peace offering, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Did you see why Paul quoted it? Let's go back. He said, verse 7. He says, do not become idolatrous. Did you see that? Do not become what? Idolatrous. Now, in saying that, I heard a pastor or Pastor Shegu said, when Paul teaches them the word, they will always have, then the scripture was the Old Testament. They always have the scripture on that. Do you understand me? Like you are having the Bible, they always have the scripture. So when he's quoting like this, they already know where he was quoting from. Do you understand? Hallelujah. So we will have to go back and check. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So he was actually teaching them from that book of Exodus. Hallelujah. So now do not become idolatrous. Now they already understood what Paul was communicating. Idolatrous. What happened in those days? Do you understand me? They made a golden calf to idolize God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He says, he said, as it is written, some sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality. Did you see? He now uses idolatry. He calls idolatry sexual immorality. Did you see that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
As some of them did, look at what he said. As some of them did, in one day, 23,000 fell. What did they do? Idolatry. And he said, he called it sexual immorality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you get that? So he's giving them a rundown from what? The book of Exodus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and they were destroyed by the serpent. No complain, as some of them complained, and they were destroyed by the destroyer. None of all these things happened to them as examples. As to Paul, as examples. And they were written for our admonition. The word for admonition is the word that renders warning. For our warning, that we should not lust. Did you see that? We should not, upon whom the ends of the age have come. And I said, therefore, let him who thinks he stands, I always like saying this, therefore, let him who thinks he stands, take heed, lest he falls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The word to take heed is the word to look cautiously. Amen. Hallelujah. To look cautiously. Take heed. Take heed, lest he falls. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Then he said, no temptation has overtaken you except such that is common to man. Meaning temptation is common to man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation
will also make the way for of escape. Now you may be able to bear it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So therefore, it tells you the temptation that men face comes from man. Glory to God. Verse 14 said, therefore, my beloved, he said, flee from idolatry. The same word he uses before now when he was talking about sexual immorality. He said, flee from sexual immorality. This is the same word. Flee from idolatry. Hallelujah. 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 Look at what in telling, discussing, I said, the cup of blessing which will bless. Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which will break. Is it not the communion of the body of Christ? We explained this last week, right? Hallelujah. For we, though many, are one bread and one body. Explain, we are one body. Hallelujah. You get that also in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For we all are partakers of one bread. Of this one bread. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at verse 20. He now tells you. He tells them, warn them, do not lust over what these people lust over. Do not lust, do not try to look at what they do and try to do yours. God is a spirit. We are spiritual. He had told them before, we are spiritual. Comparing spiritual with spiritual. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He said, remember, he said the Jews, if you read from the book of Romans, he said the Jews seek a sign. He said the Greek seek, The Greek. Yeah, I want to use the word the way he used it. Then the Greek seek wisdom. Do you understand? They seek wisdom. Now, listen, he said, do not be like them. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now look at verse 20. He said, rather. That the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. Now I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. Hallelujah. So you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot be partaker of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than him? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't idolize anything. Don't try to put God in any whatever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like I was saying today, I said anything that takes your mind away from Christ in you, that takes your mind, that sets your mind outside Christ that is in you, on you that is in him, is an idol. Did you get that? Anything that takes your mind away. For example, you might say, this bag. For example, I'm not saying, this bag. If you never wear this bag, it's a protection. Your mind has gone away from where? Christ in you. Do you understand me? You're not looking at this as your protection. Did you get that? Forgetting scriptures that said your life is hidden Christ in God. For that scripture that says you are coming to Mount Zion, you are seated with him in heavenly places. Hallelujah. You're not looking for carnal things. Do you understand? You say, I have anointed the bag. My man of God has anointed this bag. This bag is now anointed Holy Ghost filled bag. Therefore, whenever I wear the bag, any arrow sent to you will bounce back to the center. Bro, sister. Do you understand? Did you get that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Paul warns seriously against that. Now, Paul warns against idolatry, and he calls idolatry sexual immorality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is why he uses the word, you cannot have fellowship with the Lord's table, and with demons. What possible is idolatry? You cannot tell say, God is always. So I've heard that from someone say, God does not do things fast. I want sharp, sharp. Some people are crazy. Sorry. Hallelujah. I keep asking myself, are people okay? Some people like magic. Glory to God. We are not like them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He lives in me. Hallelujah. I'm just so conscious of it. He lives in me. This is my question. He lives in me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you see that? God walks the earth in me. So why look for some people say, you know, I don't know how true this story is, but I'll not call the name of the church. I heard that the general overseer had a meeting with some of his pastors. And he now said, when the general overseer when he had a meeting with the pastor, he now called the pastors to stand up. He now said, there are some of you here. Come outside or you die. And God showed me that you are carrying otomoto. You know what is otomoto? I don't know what it is. No God. Don't be African car. Hallelujah. It's called Jew. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, black magic. He said they were tying it. I don't know how true it is because I was not there. So he said about 80% of the pastors came out. I'm like, yeah? I'm like, yeah? When I heard it, I'm like, yeah? I don't want to believe it's true. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. But you see, it's funny. I've seen some people who say they, you know, you have the power of God and
you now have to add something else so that it will please. Hallelujah. Please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't never be like that. Hallelujah. Well, we cannot be like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
To me, it's still Nigerian movie. See, listen to me. To me, it's still Nigerian movie
that I hear people build places, build a hall. I can't call it church anymore. Sure, you know. People build a hall.
And they say they buried something under. I don't, it's Nigerian movie. To me, oh, it's Mount Zion movie. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
They don't know the truth. The truth is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Look at chapter 9. Paul said something quickly. Paul in chapter 9 discussed something so important. Remember, I was talking to us about everything you do should be centered on the gospel. Look at what Paul said in verse 5. Verse 5, Paul said, do we not have rights? Okay, before verse 5, he said, do we have no right to eat and drink? Do we have no right to take along a believing wife? No, Paul was not married. As do also the other apostles, the brothers of the Lord, which is and Cephas. No, it's not the word and is not that easy. The word and is connecting to, hallelujah, Cephas, which is Peter. Hallelujah. He said, don't you have right to have wives? Don't you have right to drink? Hallelujah. But look at what Paul, said. Like, now look at what he got. Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working? He goes ahead to working. Others, now, some of say, okay, see, we are working with our hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of them were not working.
I don't know, but from what Paul is writing, there were some of those apostles that weren't working. Amen. Now, is it that we don't have power to refrain from working? A pastor will say, if you are following the Pauline epistles, you cannot say that you believe the Pauline epistles without working. Because Paul will tell you, you have to work. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul was a tent maker. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, look at what it says. Whoever goes to work... now, stop. Look at verses 12 immediately. It says, if others are partakers of this right over you, are we not even more? Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ. Did you see? For the sake of the gospel.
Did you see that? For the sake of the gospel. Everything is for the gospel's sake as a believer. For the gospel, your life is tied to the gospel's sake.
That is just it. That is a
okay. We're gonna have a series maybe early next year on, and especially in January on is a known topic. If you are a son of Kenny Hagin, you shall minister on it. Plan, purpose, and pursuit. We're gonna have like a 2 or 3 weeks. Time to discuss that plan, purpose, and pursuit. Now, why am I going to talk? Because our life is centered on one thing. Do you understand me? Paul said, the life that I live not to myself. Did you get that? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, look at what Paul said. Now, Paul is saying, hey, we work. It's not about for the gospel's sake. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. But in doing that, he also said something to them. He's working. So he's now telling them, this is what is up, this is what is supposed to be obtainable in the church. Now he's working. He works with his hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there are some people who say, I work for other people to invest. I work and other people are just collecting my salary. Well, as a believer, other people win because you are working. So other people, you don't say it's my sweat. It's not your sweat. Hallelujah. We'll talk about that later. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Paul said something in that line. I was like, hey, Paul, please, just give me one room. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So wonderful. Okay. 5 minutes. Okay, let's look at what Paul said. He said, let us read from verse 6. Is it Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working? Whoever goes to war at his own expense, who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its fruit, who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk of the flock? Do I say these things as a mere man, or does not the law say the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox while it tread out the grain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Paul was quoting from Deuteronomy chapter 25. Hallelujah. Quoting from Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 4. Glory to God. He says, you shall not muzzle, which is a phimo, to put to silence. Hallelujah. Is the word phimo. The same word is used in 1 Peter, or to stop, or to frustrate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To put to silence, the word muzzle is phimo, phimoo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pronounced phimoo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It means to put to silence or to stop, to frustrate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You find the same word in 1 Peter 2:15. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 5:18. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, he said, shall not, he said, down. He said, we are coming to this. He said, is it the ox? I mean, is it oxen God is concerned about? Or does he say it altogether for our sakes? And I said, for our sakes. Hallelujah. No doubt it is written that he who plow should plow in hope, and he who threshes in hope should be partakers of his hope. For we have sown spiritual things for you. It is great. It is a great thing if you reap your material things. It is just natural. Oh, should I say natural? Did I just say it's just natural? It's just the normal thing. Sorry for using the word natural. Keep quiet. Hallelujah. It's just the natural. It's just, am I going natural now? It's just the normal thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So spiritually to someone, Paul said it to her. Hallelujah. I walk, but it is what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. He went ahead. If you read 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18. I'm trying as much as I can not to dwell here. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18. Let me just talk about it. Verse 18. Okay, let's start from verse 17. Say, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in word and doctrine. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out its grain, and the laborer is worthy of his wages. Quoting from what the master said in Luke chapter 10, verse 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said the laborer is worthy of his wages. Now he said, talks about those who labor for you in the world. Those who labor for you, he said, it's like those who labor for you in the world, which is in doctrine. Hallelujah. Who pray for you? Those who God has set as an over to have an oversight function over you, like your pastors, your cell leaders, your HCF leaders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, you minister material things also to them. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Don't talk too much about it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, our giving. Listen, our giving as believers is very important.
Giving, remember, while I was talking about the activities in the church, I made mention of the word giving, right? Giving is very important as an activity that we do as believers. Hallelujah. We give. Give to the poor. Give to the needy in the church. We give to the pastors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even, you see, Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 16, right? Yeah, 2 Corinthians, chapter 1 Corinthians 16, 1 Corinthians, another. It talks about how you plan your giving. You don't just you don't just jump out to meeting. You plan your giving. You plan your giving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You plan your giving. Very important. You partner with the one who teaches you the word. You partner with that one's material needs. But Paul said, yes, it is good. But he said, you also as the pastor. He talks to both the pastor to walk.
Hallelujah. Yeah. If you are following Paul, you are imitating Paul, you do what he does. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I just want to brush that before we go. That I will know, we'll just jump into one or few other things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, I know how to give.
No,
look at that chapter 9 also. I want to talk like Paul, verse 15. I have used none of these things, nor have I written these things that it should be done for me. For it will be better for me to die than that anyone make my boasting void. Love Paul. Verse 16. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of. See, for necessity is laid on me. Necessity is laid. Oh, hallelujah. Say necessity is laid on me to preach the gospel. Look at what Paul says. Say, yes, say, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. Say, for if I do this willingly, I have a reward. Hallelujah. But if against my will, if against my will, I have been entrusted with a stewardship. You know what it means? Oikonomia. Hallelujah. A stewardship. Paul uses that 7 times. Hallelujah. A stewardship. So, what is my reward then? That I may preach the gospel. I may present the gospel of Christ without charge. Without charge. Without charge. Paul will say we are not like them that peddle, that retail, that make a merchandise of the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we don't peddle the word. We don't place charge on the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Quickly. Pastor Shegu will say, I've lost my personality in Christ.
It's no longer me, and lost it in Christ. I don't care what anybody says, but I am doing it for the church, for the brethren. Very important. Do you understand me?
For the brethren.